Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and you know him. And Greg Stevens, thanks, Professor Greg Stevens, and talking about the goodness of God.
Yes.
God is a good God. There is absolutely no bad in Him.
That's right.
He is light. He is life.
Yes.
He's absolute good. Amen. And here again, my funny kind of way of getting a concept of what that means. And I thought, how can I do this? I need something to measure it by, you know. So, and you know, you can research this yourself. Absolute cold. Now, I'm not talking about space, because there is no heat there. But absolute cold, Fahrenheit, no heat at all, would be 459.67 degrees below zero. Mm. So, see, you can't imagine that, because you can't imagine how good God is. We don't know what absolute good is. Yeah. We've not known anything like that other than our knowing God, but we still don't have that kind of concept. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew, mm-hmm. because He knew Him. Mm-hmm. Well, we can grasp that way so that we know that He is that good. Yes. There is no bad in Him.
Right.
None. Mm-hmm. And the devil would lie to you and say, well, you know, maybe he's not. No, just no, maybe nothing.
That's right.
He's good. Yes. And the devil, he's 100% bad.
Yes. Right.
They've never changed jobs. That's the reason, like what yesterday I said, the dividing line is John 10:10. Yeah. I have come that you might have life. Yeah. The thief cometh but for one thing, to steal. And Gloria said this. The reason he has to steal is because he's a thief. He doesn't own anything.
Right. Right.
He has to steal it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. And the Father doesn't allow Lucifer, the devil, to do things so that he could teach us something. He doesn't use bad
to make
good. He's good.
Right. Now, he'll take a situation and teach you something from it, but he wasn't behind it at all. Now, you were talking about here in 4th and 5th chapters of 1 Thessalonians. And in that 5th chapter, how many of you partners? Do you realize that this is on the bottom of that partner list?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:23, yes. And the very God of peace, shalom, sanctify you, separate you wholly. And I pray God, and I pray this for you, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, and He'll do it.
Yes, He will.
Why? Because He's so good.
Because He's good.
He is so good.
Yes. Amen.
Now, we talked about the trumpet belongs to God.
Yes. Chapter 4.
Now, the Holy Spirit, through the great apostle, is talking about He's coming. Mm-hmm. He's coming. And He begins to give instructions here. Let's see. The 11th verse. That you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing, because yes. God is so good, that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Mm-hmm. Now, I picked up on that many years ago. And, I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry I said that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, I apologize. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 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 There was a time when I said, I'm sorry, and I was sorry, as you could imagine, because I didn't know the Lord.
Right.
And I was a sorry human being.
Right.
Anyway, no, look it up for yourself. The Greek word is grieve. Mm-hmm. Grieve not. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. You're not a people without hope. Don't do that. Don't do that. Grief is a killer. Mm-hmm. Grief is a companion of death. And it'll keep the door open for more death. Anyway, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now come down. For this we say by the word of the Lord that which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. Oh, this is us. Glory to God. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel.
Yes, and the trump of God.
And the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
The trumpet belongs to God.
Yes, yes sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
We'll all hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Those that are in faith.
Yes.
When I return, will I find faith?
Now,
you have to have faith for this.
And people say things. And in fact, there was a time, you know, my being interested in aviation, there was a time because of things that people had said that they wouldn't pair a Christian and two Christians together in the same cockpit of an airliner.
Right.
Because they'd go and the airplane would crash. You believe that?
No.
No, of course not.
God is good.
God is good. They take care of business, they land the airplane, all the passengers that didn't know God get out, and the rest of them are gone.
Mm-hmm. This was all written to a church, Thessaloniki, or now in Greece, that believed they had missed the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Under great persecution. Paul's explaining.
And my granddaughter lives right there.
Yes, she does.
In Thessaloniki.
Yes, she does.
And I married her and her fine Greek husband. And they're about to have a fine Greek son.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And he talks about us fighting the fight, just like we did yesterday in Ephesians. If you flip over in 1 Thessalonians, let's look at chapter 5. It's talking about comforting the feeble-minded, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Verse 15, look at this. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which
is good. Which is good.
Both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Talk about that one just for a moment. You know what? People without working knowledge of the goodness of God, to in everything give thanks. Oh, God, thank you for this cancer and bring me closer to you. That's ludicrous.
Absolutely.
No, you give thanks in that situation. Now, I've told this before, but I'm going to tell a piece of it again today. this happened years and years ago. We had people call them Ottomans. They're footstools. This great big green footstool. The thing was huge. And we got home, and I'm so at home when I get home. Mm. And I did something absolutely stupid. I turned the light out and then walked across the room. And I kicked that big green footstool and broke my toe. And I knew it popped. I knew I broke it. But the first thing that came out of my mouth was, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. not because I broke my toe.
Right.
Thank God that was in me. And I didn't say something nasty and then have to repent.
That's right.
Curse myself. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, you shouldn't have said that, dummy. But if it's not in here, it's not going to come out your mouth.
That's right.
So that thanksgiving has to be in there, and you have to realize He's good. He didn't put that big green footstool there. I'm the dummy that did that. And it broke my toe. But then I wouldn't look at it, and I wouldn't claim it.
Mm.
Because He's good.
That's right.
And I'm separated unto Him, and I'm sanctified holy unto Him. And so the next morning, the devil was right there to welcome me. And he said, "Why don't you look at it? It's black and blue."
Yeah, right.
He was right there. I said, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not looking at it. I have good friends that their toes are black and they're not hurt. And I'm not looking at it." So I wouldn't look at it. And so I wouldn't look. I got over to the drawer where my socks were, and I looked at my left foot when I put that one on. But this one, I'm going to look at this. No, excuse me, it's the other way around. No, it's my right foot. Anyway, I wouldn't look at it. And I went out to look at that little red airplane.
Mm.
And I hobbled in there. And when I walked up, and I said, "Is Mr. Spinks here?" She said, "Let me get him. What's the matter?" I said, "About 2 o'clock this morning, I broke my toe. But, Jesus said when He was on them, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. And so I believe my toe's healed." She was a good 10 feet back away from that desk before I got through. Anyway, I had my business deal with him. And got in the car and drove away around the other side of the airport where the airplane was sitting, and got around there and got out of the car. My foot was healed.
Amen. Yay.
When I got home and looked at it, it was black and blue.
Wow. Mm.
It was totally healed.
Yeah.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith in God, knowing how to use it.
His goodness. Faith will attract that. That faith will activate that goodness. How do we do this? We started this week talking about the rich young ruler coming to him, and he said, "Follow me." He called him into the ministry. This phrase in 1 Thessalonians 5:15, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good." That which is good, that phrase in the Greek, and I went to Rick Renner. That's where I got the definition. Made sure I was right. Dr. Renner, I want to make sure I got it right. And it said this, it's in ancient Greek, it's a hunter pursuing game. You don't just go sit on a mountain to get an elk.
No, you don't.
You study the map and you've scouted and you have everything planned and you're taking everything with you. And so that's the pursuit. We pursue goodness.
Yes.
That's our responsibility.
Oh, that's good.
And so this is what he was trying to get him to do, was follow him that day. Come pursue good with me. You want to know, you called me good? Well, let's go find good. Let me introduce you to good and begin to pursue that. And that becomes our work every day. That's what you were doing with your foot.
Yes.
You're not going to pursue, I better go get this x-rayed. I better go. And I'm not coming against doctors. Go to the doctor. No. But
the moment that happens, first words.
First thing.
First word. Good words or bad words?
Yeah. Good.
Faith words or doubt words? God words or devil words?
God.
First words. That is so important. And if they're not in here, they're not going to come out. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's right.
And that's the way faith is released. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. That's the first fundamental of faith.
That's right. When that whole thing happened with that young ruler, you look and the Pharisees were involved in this, and you understand the Pharisees, the best of them, had the first 5 books of the Bible memorized.
Yes.
They memorized the thing and knew the word forward and backward. But for all of the knowledge they had, they didn't have understanding of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and truth was standing right in front of them, Jesus Christ.
Well, and here we're talking about wisdom again.
Truth will say.
Wisdom is the ability to correctly use knowledge. the statistics are there, they very rarely change, that a great number of university graduates never use the education for any reason. Now, a person that had a specific purpose, I'm thinking about Dr. Avery Jackson.
Yes.
He's a neurosurgeon. He knew in his heart that he was to be a brain surgeon when he was a little boy. And they used to just kind of pat him on the head, you know, and say, well, yeah, you know, little boy, what are you going to be when you grow up? He said, brain surgeon. When he was 8.
Yep.
But God put that in his heart. Well, that's a different situation, of course. But there are people that a good college education and never use it.
It's true.
And a lot of education doesn't mean you know God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
And you may have studied about God, studied theology, and know about God, know a whole lot about Him, and know a lot of traditions. And I've met wonderful men that told me that one man had pastored a church for something like 8 years and realized he wasn't saved. I met a man years ago. I won't go into the background, but I had dinner with him, and one of the men that was responsible for our being in this city with our meeting, he wanted me to meet his pastor and talk to him because he was pretty crossways of the things that I was saying. So we had dinner with him. And we sat there and we talked, and he said a lot of things, and I tried to be quiet as much as I could. And I went ahead and talked about faith a little bit. And we got all the way to the front door of my friend's home. Mm-hmm. And he turned around and looked at me. He was walking out ahead of... I was right... He and his wife, I was right behind him. Gloria was behind me, and our host was back here. He got just outside the door and turned around and fell on his knees in front of me and grabbed my hand and stuck it on my head. He said, "My God, man, pray for me. I've substituted work for prayer." And he just admitted to me right then he didn't know anything on earth about faith. And that's what I'm talking about.
That's how you're saved.
Yes.
With your faith. Listening there, John chapter 5, if I could flip over there real quickly. See, these people knew the Word. They knew the Torah. They were zealous students of the law. They memorized the first 5 books of the Bible. Keep this in context with the rich young ruler when he came to him. Look at John 5 and beginning verse 39. Verse 39, search the Scriptures, for mm-hmm. in them you think, what did he say? What must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
Have eternal life. You think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. And look at verse 41, because remember he was trying to honor him. I receive not honor from men. That was the question. What must I do to receive eternal life? He said, search the Scriptures. You're quoting me the Scripture. I've done this all my... Well, search them. They talk about me.
Yes.
And that's the thing. That's what you're talking about here, Brother Copeland. It's not head knowledge.
That's it. Well, he goes ahead and he points it out. But I know you that you have not the love of God in you.
That's right. And that compassion to go sell what you have and give, All of this was trying to point him to me, to Jesus. He was trying to point him to himself. And that's why he said, come follow me. Search the scriptures. You know the scriptures? Good. You followed this? Then you ought to know. It talks about me. And I'm asking you to come follow me, come partner with me.
Now think about what he said. You know all of this. You know the book by heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have the love in you. And love is good.
Mm.
So they did not know the goodness of God. They spent all their time arguing and going back and forth right. in the scriptures, but they yes. didn't know the scriptures. They had them memorized. I was in a very painful situation. I had what I believe now was a blood clot. I never did know because I received my healing of it. When I told this and then I looked over there at Dr. Avery Jackson. He's not
yeah,
like it. It was just such pain that I'd walk out on the platform and the anointing, I wouldn't even know it was there. And I'd walk off the platform and it hurts bad. I'd just scream before I stop it. Anyway, I just fell across the bed. I said, Lord, you can't miss it. I've missed it. What is the matter? He said, you're quoting all your scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just quoting every healing scripture that I know, and I know a lot. But I'm quoting them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, I said in my word, don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for their life to those that find it in health or medicine to their flesh. And that's when he brought this up to me. He said, the memory of a potato cannot nourish you.
Mm.
You have to get it in the system.
That's good. See, you didn't quote a verse. You didn't go from memory the night you hit your foot on the footstool.
No.
That came out
it
of
It came out of
you.
Me.
The goodness of God poses a problem for sinful people. It reveals their alienation of the relationship. God came to us.
Say that again, Craig.
The goodness of God poses a problem for sinful people and skeptics. Skeptics want, if God's good, then it's a Disney movie and it's little butterflies and things all around you and everybody's singing and nothing ever bad happens. And they say, well, see, because bad things happen, God's not good. That's not true. There's sin in the earth.
Yes.
What's true is we're supposed to walk in the goodness of God. That's what the earth is groaning to see, the sons of God being made manifest. The goodness of God poses a problem for sinful people because they're alienated from Him. And if they'll get connected like He was trying to do with that guy that day, it would have changed everything.
We're out of time. My, what a week. Come on and give the Lord praise and thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Jeremy. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord forevermore.
God is always and only 100% good. And what God says is what matters. His promises are for our good. When we hear the Word preached, we adjust our lifestyle to fit God's Word and match our faith to His goodness.
This August 2nd through the 7th, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will be at the Fort Worth Convention Center for our annual Southwest Believers Convention. Join us all week for some powerful and anointed teaching from the Word of God. Come be a part, August 2nd through the 7th, where the West begins and faith never stops. Register today at kcm.org/events.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Now, every Friday is offering day on this broadcast, and I'd like to read to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." You know, we've used this scripture for years and years on this broadcast as the Lord led Brother Copeland in Fridays being opportunities for the partners to sow into this ministry and the outreach of this ministry. This is the foundation for what we're doing today. And he said this, "Let him who is taught the word," that's you, "share or respond in all good things with him who teaches." So if you've heard something today or this week on this broadcast, something from the Word of God that's brought light, brought help to you, brought change to your heart, turned the light on for you, well, that's a good thing. And that's what this ministry is about. It's all about getting the Word into your life and you becoming a doer of the Word that you hear. But that's not where it ends. You and I have the opportunity on days like this to respond to the Word that we've heard. And that's what makes us partners. When the Lord speaks to you in your spirit, just where He'll speak to anybody who's listening, and He calls you into an assignment, a financial assignment or a faith assignment alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry, you step into it by faith, you respond to the word you've heard, and then you watch as the power of partnership goes to work. And this same truth that's ministered to you starts reaching people all over the world. And the next thing you know, you've got people on every continent being touched and changed by the word of God. That's partnership, and it's powerful. And many of you are partners with this ministry. And I want to remind you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you. They appreciate you. They're praying for you every single day. As a matter of fact, you are never a day without prayer. And when you sow into KCM, you are connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith and teaching others how to live and walk and talk and fight by faith. And then you can expect to experience that same anointing on your life as well. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been preaching this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. And partners, you're a part of that. You have been a vital part of sending the word out through this broadcast, through the magazine, through the websites, through every social media post, products, emails, prayer calls, events. You're a part of all of that. When you hook up your faith and you sow at the leadership of the Spirit, you are a part of good things, great things, and greater things happening all over the world. Father, we thank you for our partners. We call them blessed today in Jesus' name. Hey, before we go, let me remind you, the Southwest Believers Convention is coming up next week, August 2nd through the 7th, here in Fort Worth, Texas. We invite you to be there in person, or join us online and let the Word of God change your life forever. For more information or to register, go to kcm.org. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.